Once in a generation, we meet someone who changes the landscape of how we do what we do. These innovators are critical because they help to push away the extraneous so we can operate programs efficiently. They become embedded in the fabric of our organization, and we rely on them for a myriad of things. These are the people for whom no job is too big and no ask is unreasonable. They are also the people for whom even the mundane and the monotonous is a challenge, because they come up with innovative ways to do it better, faster, more easily. Rachel Olivero was one such person. Rachel Olivero joined the Maryland affiliate in 2007 after having grown up in the Wisconsin affiliate and then moving to the Indiana affiliate. She moved to Maryland when she joined the Access Technology team at the National Center. Though she left for Nebraska for a few years, she continued to support Maryland even during that time. She returned home to us in 2015. Sadly, we lost Rachel very unexpectedly this past February due to complications from pneumonia. She was 36. Her legacy lives on in Maryland, though, and she will indelibly be part of our story. She built our website and led the effort to modernize it. She built our connections database, which has more than 8,000 unique contacts. And she led the effort to keep it operational. In fact, I think she was the only person who truly understood it. She built our convention registration database and registration platforms. She built our Crab Feast, Spring Concert, and any other online registration system you have ever experienced. She often went along with Sharon Melissa Armida IEPs so she could tell the school districts what the best technology is for the particular students' needs. She worked with employers and members to figure out what software worked with what other software so our members could work independently. And if there wasn't a solution out there for a particular challenge, she built one. Rachel's life mission was to advance technology accessibility. She poured her heart and soul into doing this, and she was very successful. Rachel was particularly notable for her huge backpack. You could count on her for having a number of radios. She was an emergency preparedness guru and a ham radio operator. She, She loved pie like it was her job. And if you ever needed anything fixed, tightened, loosened, cut, or smashed, or broken, Rachel would whip out her handy multi-tool and take care of it for you right there and then. In honor of Rachel's legacy to us, I am pleased to announce that the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland has established the Rachel Olivero Accessibility Innovation Award. We will give out this award only when we feel that someone has demonstrated the virtues that are reflective of Rachel's. This year is one such year. The recipient of the inaugural Rachel Olivero Accessibility Innovation Award is someone that has dedicated their career to ensuring accessibility in technology. This person advocates in a variety of settings to make sure that policymakers understand the need for accessibility and works to teach future generations the technical skills to embed accessibility in technology platforms. This individual has, one, published at least 8 books, including Ensuring Digital Accessibility Through Process and Policy, which he co-authored with Dan Goldstein and Ann Taylor. 2, authored more than 130 articles. 3, serves on the board of the Friends of the Maryland Library to ensure technology innovation in our library services. 4, received the 2010 Jacob Bolotin Award. 5, has 2 U.S. patents for his work on accessibility and security. 6, was the Schutzer Fellow at the Radcliffe Institute for Advanced Study at Harvard University to investigate the relationship between human-computer interaction for people with disabilities and U.S. disability rights, and is a professor at the University of Maryland with a PhD from UMBC. The recipient of the 2019 Rachel Olivero Accessibility and Innovation Award is Jonathan Lazar. Jonathan, if you can make your way up. And he just thought he was going to help honor Rachel.
Oh my God.
As I pull out the plaque.
Here's a backpack.
Wow. We're not quite giving him a backpack, but we're giving him something else. So I'll read the inscription on the plaque. Rachel Olivero Accessibility Innovation Award, Dr. Jonathan Lazar, for your dedication to equal access to information, for your creativity in spreading knowledge about accessibility to future web developers, and for your leadership in eliminating accessibility barriers. You enhance the present, you build the future. November 9th, 2019. And there's more. And because we also wanted to give the recipient of this a token of appreciation that aligned with Rachel's most cherished and useful tools, along with this plaque, we present to Jonathan a multi-tool.
Wow, I'm honored and shocked, and this is beautiful and thoughtful.
Wow. Good evening, fellow Federationists. I'm still a little bit in shock. So I was prepared with notes to remember Rachel for the contributions that Rachel made. And so if it's okay with everyone, I'd still like to read them. Because really, I mean, this is in honor of Rachel. That's right, you can definitely clap for Rachel. So I was blessed to know Rachel for many years, and Rachel was a partner in our accessibility work between National Federation of the Blind and Towson University, where I was a professor for 19 years before I moved to the University of Maryland. When students came to visit NFB and take a tour of the IBTC, Rachel is the one who gave them the tour. When Dan Goldstein wanted to bring co-presenters with him at some random place, right, Rachel and I would get the call, and Dan says, okay, we're going to Indianapolis or Ohio State, or to be honest, whenever Dan calls, you kind of go where he says you should go. Rachel's passion for accessible technology and making the world more inclusive was legendary. In fact, the last time I spoke on the phone with Rachel was 2 days before Rachel passed away. And we're actually collaborating on a project related to kiosk accessibility and trying to make kiosks more accessible. And so the last time I spoke with Rachel, I was on the phone talking about kiosk accessibility. I still find it hard to believe that Rachel is gone. In fact, this summer, we published an article at the Trace Center at the University of Maryland all about our upcoming guidelines on kiosk accessibility, and we dedicated the article to Rachel in honor of Rachel's efforts, not only in kiosk accessibility, but just in general to make the world more inclusive, the world of technology and the world in general. So that's what I was prepared to say about Rachel, but I will tell you, I mean, I'm honored to be receiving this award, especially in honor of Rachel. I have enjoyed my involvement and my activities and I sometimes say my troublemaking with the NFB over the past two decades, both the NFB of Maryland and nationally. But it is truly an honor and a pleasure and a treat and a calling to make the world of technology more inclusive. And we all do this work together. It takes everyone, right? It's not just one article, it's not just a book, it's not just many of you who participate in the studies, right? But it's a community. When I go into a legislative hearing in Annapolis, who by the way, who taught me how to do that? Sharon, right? Sharon Maneki, like many people. When I go into a hearing, it's not just me talking about the research. It's all the members of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland who are there. And it's all of you who I've gotten to know over the past two decades. And I look forward to working together with all of you over the next few decades to make the world of technology more inclusive. So we're gonna make it happen. We're gonna keep pushing. That spirit is always there, and it's always a blessing to be a part of the organization and a part of the events. And just thank you for including me in the efforts and allowing me to do something that is so meaningful for me. And thank you again so much for honoring me with this award, and for especially in the name of Rachel. It's so close to my heart. So thank you so much.
All right.
Wow.